Welcome to We Mentor Mondays with Nancy podcast program. Get inspired. Break through to new dimensions with your peers on the entrepreneurial journey of self-discovery, leadership revolution, and life success. Learn something new from our mentoring conversation today. Hey, everybody. Thanks for tuning in this week. We're doing something really kind of fun. We love, Mike and I do, when Mickey Mike Worth is in the studio, we just pull her, you know, we just start the conversation, and then we had the first 5 tips out of 10 of the math for consultants. It was so mind-blowing that we started talking after we got off the mic, and we thought, let's bring Mike in.
But here's the truth, you guys. I've been grilling him because he's here every time. And, you know, he's full of magic.
Totally.
That you guys don't hear all the time. So I was actually just holding him to the fire.
Oh, my God.
I know.
Hi, Mickey.
Yeah. I told him, I said, okay, I'm going to put you on the grill right now.
Yeah, what did you learn? So I'm like, wait, we should get this on tape.
Well, you know, I think it's fair to also tell the audience the secret is that you have done just an incredible amount of things in your life.
Yes. Let me just go ahead and tell you what I've learned. Like, right off the bat.
Yeah.
I have realized while you were talking that being talented, knowing what you have to do is one thing, but being able to actually sustain a business per se takes a lot of things, including organization, planning.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like when you came up with this idea that you gotta work at generating the amount of money, a weekly amount you are supposed to have to generate it in one day.
Yeah. Didn't it just like a knife through your heart?
Oh, yeah. It was like a knife in my heart. I'm like, oh, my God, where am I at?
Right. Right. And that, for most people, should feel that way.
Absolutely. And that in itself was enough to make me understand why I think I don't progress very well. Because the talent is there.
Oh, I 100% agree with that.
Yeah,
the talent is there.
Yeah.
And I even have more client, but I don't feel like there's a proportion here. It's like my business is booming up. I tend to feel like I have more work to do than I actually make money.
Yeah. And I have to tell you, that story is for everybody.
Right.
You know, I mean, that
people are attracted to talented people. And it's also easy to take advantage of the talent.
Interesting. Yeah. Yes. Well, I think it's actually, I would have phrased it, it's easy to just kind of stand in its moonlight, you know?
I mean, that
one of the things about people that are smart and fantastic and a little bit, you know, delicious is you just kind of like to be in their glow. Right. You just like to be in their glow.
Yeah.
But you don't necessarily hold them accountable.
Yeah.
I mean, I had to ask your permission to go, okay, can I put you on the grill?
Yeah, absolutely. And it's a good exercise for me. You know, it makes me think a lot.
And I really put you in there and went, listen, you're so smart. What are you doing?
Right. Oh my God.
Right. Accountability time.
Accountability.
Well, you know what? I think it's not just about accountability. That was a genuine, I mean, it was a genuine ask.
I didn't mean it in like a.
Yeah. I mean, but that is where we can be so helpful to our friends.
Absolutely.
Is to love them to be their best.
Yeah.
Or to love them to make mistakes, but to keep going.
Yeah. But the other thing it triggered in me is how am I pricing my services?
Yeah.
Because I think at the end of the day, that's what is the determining factor. That's the factor that's determining your growth too. You know, you may have lots of clients, but if the price is not relevant, then you find yourself overwhelmed by work.
Oh, that's a great point.
Overwhelmed by work, but at the end of the day, you didn't get the income that actually explains that.
And do you think that's an old pattern? Because I don't feel like that's a pattern you have to keep. Is that a pattern you had from being a younger man?
Possibly. That question is also now.
Because it came somewhere that you went, oh, here's my prices. And sometimes your prices don't actually match the fact that you're, you know, again, right? You've been doing this. How many hours do you think you've put into interviewing?
I want to say it's like 30,000.
Yeah, at least.
Yeah. So you're not just a master. You're the master's master's master, right? Because we know that it takes about 10,000 hours to be good at something.
Yes.
To be a master at something, it's about 20,000 hours. Yeah. And you have
Malcolm
that a
Gladwell,
few times over.
The outlier.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. So, you know, that I think that there's a lot in there. Here's my question to you that's really an honest question.
Yes.
Did you actually come in to interviewing as some sort of service? Like a service, like somehow this is how you love the world or a ministry or something like that? I mean, what made you go into here?
Well, okay. I have to maybe split two things here.
Yeah, clarify.
You know, interviewing as a job, as I did it in my life, was mostly, I would say, a matter of loving a lot, that mm-hmm. doing that.
Yeah.
To the point where, you know, as a young person, I almost started, you know, didn't count really the money, mm-hmm. you know, that it made. I didn't pursue really the money, but the fun of it and the pleasure of accruing all this knowledge, et cetera.
Yeah.
But, you know, that's a different story.
But no. I think that was your paycheck. I think for all of you that are listening, I think that is, right, we define our paycheck early on. And your paycheck, I think, was that intellectual,
you
know, stimulation. Yeah, that you get to keep learning.
Yeah.
Yeah. I really do wonder, are you someone that just is curious? Are you a curious?
Super curious.
Yeah.
You know, I did these, what do you call them? It's a psychological text or whatever, but they tell you your...
The Myers-Briggs?
No, your weaknesses and strengths.
Uh-huh.
Oh, yeah. The strength finder.
Oh, yeah.
One of the traits is I'm a great learner. I learn all the time.
Yeah.
I learn all the time. My entire life has been like that. But just to, you know, for the sake of clarifying the situation, now... Well, I'm probably a little bit off the radio type of thing. This is kind of technical, what I'm doing here with WeMentor, you know, helping with audio, video, etc. But it's, say, a side business.
Mm-hmm.
And when I was talking about, you know, when you're doing a work and you put a lot of work time to it, you probably have lots of clients, but you don't see the correlation there. Is with respect to photography, videography type mm-hmm. of thing that I'm doing right now. And so it's kind of difficult. I still need to figure out maybe what type of clients do I need to be dealing with. Because let me just give you a simple example.
Yeah.
I've looked at some of the wedding photographers
mm-hmm.
Who get paid, say, $5,000, $10,000 to do a wedding. But... this is probably related to the community where I work a lot.
Mm-hmm.
People usually won't offer that much. You know, it's difficult for someone to pay you $1,000 to do a wedding photography.
Right.
Not because you are doing a cheap job. Quite the contrary, you know. I spend a lot of time editing these pictures and they look great.
Yeah, it's a lot of work.
But how do you move from that then, from being paid $600 for a wedding to $10,000 for a wedding.
Right.
The
right.
quality of work is there.
Right.
Is not questionable.
And that is my challenge back to you. I mean, that is my real challenge back to you, is because I do think that you have that skill. And how, you know, when did you assign yourself this other dollar amount? Or when did you assign yourself a community? Or when did you assign yourself some of these pieces? What I think is going to be fun to watch, because I've gotten to know you now over the only about a few months, like six, eight.
Yeah,
about that. Yeah.
So it's going to be fun to watch you unfold. The more time I get to hang out with you, because I'm going to hold you to the grill now all the time.
Oh.
Right. What's really fun to watch unfold for you is what'll happen is exactly what's going to happen to all of our listeners, right?
Mm-hmm.
Is that they're going to be willing to take a risk.
right? And yes. And courage is built exactly like this.
Yeah.
Right? Where right. somebody's going, look, you've got this. Go.
Take, yeah, right.
Know, take a risk.
Encouraging you to move it forward. Move
well,
forward.
Or clarifying when it's okay.
Yeah.
Right? Because right. sometimes yeah. we just don't understand the construct. Yes. You know, do I think that you would feel incredibly uncomfortable delivering something at 10,000 and think that you have to do a million things more than you do? Yes, if you yeah. were doing that tomorrow. But do I think you can take a risk and move up to double or to triple? Sure. Yes. Anybody can double. So whatever you're charging, you know, it's really easy to just go, okay, I'll do two times that. Most people can make that leap if they can kind of, you know, stop shaking in their boots, you know, to just go, oh yeah, that's 2,000 now or something like that. The other thing that is going to be very fun in watching you unfold mm-hmm. is the minute you connect the two, which is here's my magic. Of because you are a learner.
Yeah.
I mean, that curious nature. I mean, if I were going to like have a secret wish, it would be like to do that Vulcan mind meld where I can just right. I can just touch your head and then all of it would come into mind. It would be
oh
so
my
great.
God. Yeah.
You know, to be able to go, oh, look at, and because you are also not, you haven't had the same life I have, right? You came from another country. Where were you born again?
The Congo, the Democratic Republic of Congo.
Okay. What a crazy place.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
What a crazy place. So you have all of that in you that's so different than my farm life,
yes.
you know, in middle America.
Yeah, absolutely.
So you have just this really fun, animated sense of learning. And it's truly for the, like, the hunger of it. And you can just see that in you. And when you kind of see that connect to, and here's my art form, because that is also, a lens is your art form, sound is your art form, movement is your art form. So when you kind of put those two together, you know, watch out. You know, watch out.
Oh my God.
That'll be so fun. Do you take on creative projects?
Yeah.
Just fun. I mean, just for fun, like fun. Crazy creative projects?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Good.
Okay. Well, one of the tips that you had mentioned, which ties together with this, is elephant hunting.
Yeah.
So, you know, trying to get the big client.
Yeah.
And so if you're thinking—
Do you want to do it in this one, or do you want to go off and do it on the next one?
Why don't we talk a little bit because we'll revisit it.
We'll yeah. revisit it.
So for those of you who don't understand elephant hunting, it's really, right, landing that big client.
Yeah.
And I don't know if you noticed this, but like I don't have a lot of elephants hanging around in the middle of the street. So, you know, part of the reason they call it elephant hunting is because they're not around. So, but to take those big clients, you really have to have some gear. You have to have a plan. You have to learn how to track them and do different stuff. So looking for big clients or bigger clients means you got to change your game.
Yes.
And
how do you change that game?
How do you change that game? You know, I would tell you that you just be in, you, the easiest answer is to have somebody stand next to you so that you can be like, you can do it. You can do it. And be willing to fail and not have it tear you down,
yeah.
right? Because mm-hmm. we're all going to fail a million times.
Mm-hmm.
So why not one more today, right? And really learn your pitch. You know, it's practicing that pitch and really being able to deliver it, to being able to go, here's the wow. Here's the $10,000 wow. And that sometimes is just enough by you being just as excited about the delivery as they are about receiving it.
Uh-huh.
Right?
Yeah.
That they want to go on this journey with you anyway. And, you know, one of the things that I do love about your art form is that it's really easy to be fantastic because those mediums are so not what everybody else knows how to do. So you already kind of have this step up because it always looks so much better with a great camera.
Yeah.
Right?
Right.
Yes.
You know,
yes.
Absolutely.
Even the picture we took outside, I'm like, oh, that. We look adorable, right?
Right. Right.
So,
right. Yeah.
Yeah. But
absolutely.
Elephant hunting, you know, it takes courage, and it takes
so it's not a matter of repackaging.
Well, you can repackage, sure, but you have to be willing to to really kind of sling your holster on and get a guide and to do some of these other pieces that nobody just randomly goes out elephant hunting in Southwest Minneapolis. You know, that's not so easy, but you really do have to go, okay, where do elephants live? Right. How am I going to attract them?
Yeah.
How am I going to get to them?
Sure.
I guess to me, that sounds to be like the key there. Just, you know, really hunting the big elephants, because repackaging, I've tried that before. Mm-hmm. And with the kind of media where I've been before, I'm talking in terms of the past year where I've been. Oh, okay. That's good. I'm surprised to hear myself talk like that.
Yeah,
but That's when good. You repackage, it's just like you're telling client, oh, now I'm becoming an...
Right. Sure. But you don't have to give up the other. You know, you can, I mean, I still take on clients that pay me almost nothing because that's what they're eligible to pay. And that I make a point of that in my business plan. And then those that pay me very well, pay me very, very well. And that allows me to do the other work. Because it is important for me for people to have access to me because they're not going to. You know, I mean, my books were closed for 6 years. I didn't take a single new client. Because there just wasn't enough time. And so I get that piece of staying true to what is perhaps a community or to something that you really enjoy doing, even though it doesn't pay well, you still want to do that work, or it may still be part of your business plan. But in order to afford to do that, you've got to have.
Which means we have to reach our own personal goals.
Well, you have to strive. I mean, you have to be uncomfortable. You have to be comfortable with being uncomfortable.
Yes.
Right. And I'm saying more of a person in a consultancy can give away and get focused on helping other people so much at the sacrifice of their own personal goals with their own business and their own income.
Oh, boy, you've seen that 1,000 times a year.
Yeah, and I put myself in that position as well at times. Sure. But I've gotten so much better.
Yay!
Progress!
Yay! I can celebrate that. We can do a little group clap.
Okay.
Yay!
Right. Yeah. So I was talking in terms of making sure that your personal goals are really clear.
Yeah.
And that the work that you do, when you're talking about like carving out a certain, you know, making all of your money for the week in one day, that means really looking at your week and being very precise in how you're tracking your activity.
I gave an assignment to a different videographer, which was, I told her, I said, look, and she was a photographer, and then she's a drone driver now. So she's a drone pilot. And so we kind of went through her stuff, and I said to her, here's the goal for you. And she just about threw up at my desk. I said, look, here's what's going to happen. By the end of the year, you're going to be making 10 grand a month. That I need you to at least hit it once, right? But I want you to be able to make 10 grand a month with 4 clients. And she just went, okay.
And
you know, it didn't take her that long. It did not take her that long.
Because she figured out a game plan.
You know what? The pride of being able to accomplish something, you know, that is the true gift of striving, is the power that it will give you, is that it will, you know, I'm married to an ultra marathoner, so he does crazy stuff anyway. You know, when I ask him, how can you run 78 miles in a day? And he's like, I just had to challenge, why can't I? Well, why can't I do that? And, you know, I've had to pick him up off the pavement, you know, multiple times towards his goals. And he's making real personal, physical goals. And he's 63. So, you know, that's crazy. When the videographer made her first 10,000 in a month, she's like, I feel 20 feet tall.
Yeah.
You know, you earn that.
Mm-hmm.
And if you... The reason to strive is because you absolutely deserve to earn that pride of being willing to be risky. And she just had to sell 4 things.
Yeah.
Wow.
So you broke it down into a manageable plan.
Yeah.
Yeah. And when she saw it, boom.
Listen, drones are cool.
Yeah.
Drones are cool. You got to have a pilot's license. You know, you have to do some other things. And it was just really her gig. So, you know, find your path. Find something that you're really going to enjoy. And my advice to you is to go into the bevy that you have, because I think you have actually a lot of product that you're hiding.
Yeah. A lot of music products too. Yeah.
Oh, music on top of it? Oh, geez. Well, that's...
Oh, it's whole family. Yeah.
Oh, you're kidding. Oh, this is... You guys, we're going to be back here 1 year. We're going to do this. 1 year.
Yeah, this is going to be a totally different conversation.
I'm feeling like going like, okay.
Right. But what a better way. You know, everybody that's out here is thinking the same thing. Right. They are high-fiving me. Okay. And you know what? Just to let you know, the Nancy did that to me at the lake when we were walking. She's like, okay. I'm just going to go home and make a bunch of money now. Okay. Have a nice breakfast.
I think I'm going to drive 20 miles an hour home.
Yeah, I'm telling you, you guys can, you can make money. It's, you know, you two here, but everybody out there, I guarantee you have more talent than you know.
Great. Oh, that's a beautiful way to end.
Oh, my
Any
God.
Last words, Mike?
No, I feel troubled right now.
Hello, I'm leaving now, he says.
I'll come back later.
Right. We got this.
All right. Thanks for everybody tuning
in. Oh,
thank you,
Mickey. We'll see you next week. Thanks, Mickey. Oh, yeah. Awesome.
You're such a resource. Oh, my God.
And aren't you like, please never have her back.
She's a weekly staple. Okay. We'll see you next week.
All right. Thank you, Nancy.
Right.